Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, you. You're still here. Thank God. Honestly, I think, okay, everybody, brace yourselves. Brace, because I think this might be one of the most dramatic podcasts of the series so far.
That's saying something, actually. It is.
We've been through some stuff, haven't we? And now, episode 208. Listen, just before we start, I have to warn you and Daisy that I only have 36% left on my laptop
on
battery.
Laptop.
And I'm down at R. Sarah's and I haven't got the, what's it called? You know, fucker.
Extension?
The
charger. The charger.
Yeah. So I might have to call Jeff. Anyway, listen. Okay, right. Let's start from Saturday.
We had a lovely time on stage.
Yeah, we did. Another matinee triumph.
I think I relaxed a bit more than I normally have done so far. We fucked up a few things. You forgot to bring on the index cards. I had to run off and get them.
Yes.
Then I couldn't find my script for one bit in Act Two. It was under my chair all the time.
Well, you know, it was basically they were watching Midlife Crisis in action on a couple of occasions. But it was a lovely, lovely show.
I know,
and right
I
at the know. Very end, I think it was our second curtain call.
Yeah.
And we were sort of prancing off stage. And what happened, Judith?
Well, I ran after you because, you know, and off again. I was exuberant. I was euphoric. I thought, it's over. We've done it. And it went well. I ran off straight into something I didn't see. It was totally black. The sharp edge, this is what I remember, the sharp corner edge of a wall is what it seemed to me, smack into my forehead. I have never done such a kind of,
I don't think you've ever hurt yourself quite so badly.
I don't think so, because it was my head.
Yeah.
I remember I was obviously utterly kind of in shock, but I remember you were great. You said to me, I think you took me by the hand and you said, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Just let me just get you laid down. Let me just get you stressed. No, you'll be fine. You were really, really sweet.
So we got you to the dressing room and then what?
I sat on the flowers that some kind owl sent us. And I'm sorry, in the panic, we don't know, but thank you very much. We got
thank
a bunch
you
of
for the flowers
and
yes.
On
crushed the flowers.
It's a very, very odd feeling, isn't it, when you do something like that. I mean, God knows it could have been hugely worse. Imagine, you know, if you were in some terrible catastrophic accident. You're into another universe, just into this other plane.
Because
of shock.
We were home and dry. We were sort of so close to the dressing room and so close to sort of just packing our stuff up. Mm. And of course, you had the travelling dinner party.
Oh,
and what was
God.
Waiting at home, Judith?
What was waiting at the Kellogg cakes, the K-themed Kellogg cakes.
Beautiful. You know. I mean, anybody who doesn't follow us on Instagram, please get a teenager to put Instagram on your phone, if possible, and you can witness the beauty.
They looked good, didn't they? They looked good. I mean, I already, you know, knew that I wasn't going to be, I was going to be knackered by the time I got home after the sort of rush of adrenaline. And I think that was also part of it. I hadn't really eaten, had this great rush of adrenaline, and then wham!
Yeah.
And it came up in this sort of,
Red stripe, I think, didn't it?
On the corner where I did it. I mean, basically, it was all on my forehead. And then, of course, I was aware of people sort of saying, how do you feel? You know, I think we should do this, or perhaps we should do that. You know, are you all right? Do you feel sick? But mop buckets arrived.
Yeah, in case you puked. Yeah.
In case I puked. I
was sort of keeping my distance. Fortunately, you had a friend in the audience. Will she want to be named?
I'm sure she, yeah, Shirin. Our neighbour but one. And she was, yeah, she happened to be in the audience. And she's one of the most empathetic, sensible people.
Yeah.
And she
felt a bit jealous. She kind of came in and she was better with you than I was. I just thought, hold on. Who are you? Stand back. I think there's a pecking order here.
she was, I mean, you know, very, very.
And the theatre staff really tried their best. I mean, I think they were really upset by it as well, because it's a really horrible thing to happen. And they had another, this is the maddest thing about it as well. There was another show coming in.
Oh, I know.
It was shit-faced Shakespeare was on at 7 o'clock. Well, by this time it was getting on for 6 o'clock and he was still in a terrible state. And they were like warming up. You could hear all this stuff and all this thing going on. You knew that another audience was going to come in, and it was all horrific.
We sort of didn't know what to do. And I reached the stage where I couldn't really make... I mean, I couldn't make a decision, really. So...
The theatre staff tried to call for an ambulance or a paramedic. What they said was what gave me great hope was they said quite often there's paramedics cycling around Leicester Square. And I genuinely at that point thought, right, paramedic is going to turn up on their bike and they will come in and they will know what to do. And it's all going to be fine. It's all going to be fine because an expert will come in. But of course, the paramedics, one more, a 999 said, no, there's no blood.
Well, I was conscious and I, you know, I wasn't bleeding and all of that. So.
Yeah, but even so. And that you should call 111. Well, we called 111. The reception was on the phone was terrible. It kept going beep, 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 like other calls were coming in. It was all broken. It was just, is it you? Have you heard? It's like, no, it isn't me. Can you talk? Oh, God, it was this phone was going round the room, round the dressing room.
I know.
And nobody knew whose phone it was.
I know. And like everyone kept saying to me, you know, what's your date of birth? Are you taking blood thinners? That's right.
Oh, that's
are you taking blood thinners? That's what everyone kept asking me. I mean, I suppose
is important. Because
they were worried about it obviously bleeding and inside and everything. Yeah. Then I burst into tears. I was very keen that you got hold of...
I've never seen you cry before. Oh, yes, I have heard you cry before. I've heard you cry when Poppy died. I have. But it was... And Shirin got in first to comfort you, and I thought, I'll just have to sit here and watch her cry then. And then we made you eat a pork pie. Do you remember that? We made you eat three chocolates and a pork pie.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes. Well, someone got you a sweet sugary drink for starters, which was a good idea because that's good for shock.
I remember now. That's right.
And then Shirin had bought us some chocolates. So
I don't remember now. Really posh chocolates. Having not eaten any carbs because I was on that, I've been on that kick for a week.
I told you before the show, and you said, "Oh, just have a handful of nuts. I've got the travelling dinner party." Blah blah. And then what we do during the show is we chuck something into the audience, and we hadn't been able to find what we normally chuck.
Well, so you forgot to buy them.
I forgot to buy them.
It was my job.
I failed in that job. So as a standby, we had these pork pies that we were going to throw into the audience, which we realised was not really a good idea because someone got pork pie in the face. We were all thinking of the audience and not thinking about you at this point. This was before the incident.
Came in handy though, didn't they? Came in handy, as did the chocolates.
It bloody hurt.
And so anyway, in the end, I remember thinking, okay, what I need to do is ring my friend Jane. She's a retired GP.
Yeah.
Oh, she's marvellous. She's so patient.
God, I heard her on the phone. So posh and so together.
So very, very together. Very calm. What's happening, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the show like? She's obviously trying to ascertain how cogent I was.
She probably was just was thinking, she probably thought, hold on, Judith was on stage. Have I heard, what was she doing on stage? Unless you've told her that you're doing the live podcast, she might have just thought, hold on, I've got a really odd conversation. She's half past five in the afternoon. She says, I've just come off stage. What's she, what the fuck?
Has she taken some drugs? Yeah, is she fantasizing?
Has she been microdosing mushrooms?
She was very good. Oh, she takes everything in her stride. She really does. She's absolutely fantastic.
And she told
you
the one thing she told you that made you feel, I think, a bit better was when she said the forehead is the hardest bone in the body.
Absolutely.
In the head.
That did. It was huge relief. And she said, well, we didn't have much choice. We had to leave the theatre soon anyway, didn't we? The time was going on. The show was coming. So basically, Shirin, she said, why don't you get in the car with Shirin? Luckily that her son had the car in London.
Yeah.
Drive, you know, if you start to feel any of these things, just peel off and go to an A&E.
Because I was saying, come back to mine. I'll take you by King's. You'll be waiting 8 hours. I won't stay with you for the whole lot. I'll have to go home for my tea. I'll come back. The idea of that just made you feel worse, I think.
And you were
desperate to get home at this point. You were absolutely desperate to get home.
I did.
And so there was this... Then the other... By this point, at 111, who were meant to be calling you back, still hadn't called back. You made that decision.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I said... Because at one point, I think the bouncer lady was going to get the call when it eventually came. So I said, oh, wait a minute, no... That phone is phone not number, my phone.
You know,
it better be my phone. So I get that was, I headed that one off in the past just about. So,
and then the theatre lent you the bucket in case you were sick in the car.
Oh, I forgot about the bucket. I know it's sitting in the bloody back porch here as a reminder every time I walk past the fucking thing. Yes, one of the ugliest buckets I can remember.
Is it a collapsible bucket? It's a very odd shaped bucket.
I haven't wanted to touch it.
No, don't
it's
touch
so,
it. It's the sick
triggering.
Bucket. It's the theatre sick
it's,
bucket,
it's
basically.
A very triggering thing for me, which kind of brings the whole trauma back. But yeah.
And then the weirdest thing was, and you probably don't remember this, we left the theatre and Shirin's car was in a car
King's
park
Cross.
At King's Cross. So... Our Daisy, producer Daisy, got you an Uber. We couldn't
get
an Uber to the theatre door because it's all pedestrianised.
So we
had to walk you through Chinatown, right? So we're in the middle of... It's the hottest, muggiest day. It's really squinty bright, right? Because it's only 6 o'clock. And it's Trans Pride Day, so it's thronging. And it's just sensory overload
overload. Balloons, flags...
And
noise.
I just thought, this all she wants to do is be quiet in a dark room. And this is the worst thing I can think of.
Yeah, I know. I remember you running to prep for me by a coach that I vaguely thought, oh, shit, Judith, don't get yourself run over as well, OK? Just don't do that. Be careful. Walk slowly. Yeah. And you,
and I was
you.
Running back, and there was this big procession of trans priders, and some of them recognised me, and I was running through, going, "Medical emergency! Medical emergency!"
Were you?
By this point, your Uber had arrived, and then and I just threw this picnic into the window at you and Shirin.
I know.
Oh,
so
I don't
kind
know,
of
Judith.
You. It was really kind. But you know what happened after that? We got on the Uber, right, and obviously he, you know. We're obviously straight into sort of gridlock, really. I thought, this is going to take absolutely ages. Yeah. And then we got into Soho and there were horses everywhere. I don't mean police horses. I mean, like, you know that Appleby Fair thing with travellers?
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got these little carts with kind of horses. There were horses everywhere. And at some point, they knocked on the window, still coming back to me now, knocked on the window and said, you can't come down here because all the horses are about to run down. So then we had to back up and change routes. It was honestly...
I mean, I love seeing horses on the streets of London. It's the most magical thing ever. But when you're trying to get to a car park so you can get home with your fractured fucking forehead.
It was a bit like about your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And then I think we found the... It's all a bit of a blur, really. But thank God, and Ellen was here, which was lovely. I mean, it's a bloody good excuse to get out of a travelling dinner party, isn't it? I mean,
it's a little bit dramatic, Judith. I don't think you needed to go quite that far. But so you got home, and obviously, what did Mike do with all the pudding?
Well, no. So what happened was, I thought, well, it's they can all come in the house and have the pudding. I went to bed.
Yeah.
They put me to bed with a phone and a bucket and everything, and I basically just eventually got to sleep and lots of painkillers. But I think I would imagine it must have been a bit like, you remember that Fawlty Towers episode when Sybil. Do you remember what I mean?
No, I don't. What
somebody
you
is pretending to be Sybil, because I can't remember, because I think he's, or somebody's pretending to be Sybil. I can't remember why. And so they put her upstairs. Oh, yeah, put her upstairs and disguise her to look a little bit like, and all these friends come round for dinner.
This is, it's ringing a very vague bell.
And they go up and they say, Sybil, don't go too close. She's not very well. Are you sure you're all right, Sybil?
And it's not Sybil in the bed, is it? Someone else.
And then she turns up. It was kind of a bit like that. Yeah, she's had this terrible thing has happened, but she's obviously not up to see anybody. She's upstairs.
What did they think of the Rice Krispie cakes? Was it Rice Krispies or cornflakes?
Rice Krispies, very good chocolate. No, Jenny. In a way, it makes you think, well, why do we bother making desserts? Why don't we just, always do something Rice rolled Krispies in chocolate, particularly that? Honestly, they were, I scoffed too the next day. Yeah. I felt I needed a sugar boost.
Next day, because I have to say that I was all over the place Saturday night.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
No, don't be ridiculous. I got on the bus with all the trans priders, and my friend Joelle was on the bus, so I was able to sort of like offload it all onto her. And then the flowers got further squashed by because the bus was so metal. So by the time I got home, half of them were just, heads were just rolling off. And then Sunday, it was Niece Daisy, Lambda Daisy, was packing up and leaving. So I had my brother and my sister-in-law round picking Daisy up, clearing her room out.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had, Phoebe came to take Jeff out for a delayed Father's Day lunch. And then she came back and Tristram and Arlo came over. And it was all, I was in such a, because I know by that point you'd gone to have yourself checked out. And I just sort of thought, I can't concentrate on anything until I know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time when my mum was still driving. She was in her very late 80s and she kept scraping her car on a pillar in the underground garage at her flat, right?
Did she?
My brother got so fed up with this.
Did he lag it?
He lagged it. The pillar, yeah.
Good
all
idea.
These blankets and stuff.
Did he?
And someone left a snotty note and I think my brother just wrote one back going, oh, go fuck yourself or whatever. I don't know.
Good idea.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So eventually you went to the...
My headache was just not getting any better despite all the kind of, maximum dose. Well, if anything was getting worse. So I thought, right, well, I'll take myself to the minor injury unit, which is usually pretty, pretty quick and everything in Whitney. So I did that. And then, basically somebody said, well, do you know what? This is so sore to the touch. You might have a fracture and it's above my pay grade. So off we went to the JR. I took a basket and thought, right, I'm going to make a day of it.
That's the hospital in Oxford,
yeah,
isn't
John
it?
Radcliffe. Yeah, the big A&E. And
how bad was the queue?
Well, it didn't seem too bad at the beginning. I mean, it was baddish. I mean, there's plenty. It's I got seen and triaged within an hour, probably. And there was plenty to distract me, I tell you what, because there was a prisoner who was, well, not only handcuffed to prison warders, to female prison warders, but he had this kind of, and he had a massive black eye and everything. I mean, he was obviously enjoying the day out.
I bet. People,
yeah. Were, you know, all three of them would kind of walk off to the vending machine and then all three walk back. You know, it's like a little pattern.
Oh, shall we go to the cafe now?
Yes. It's like all holding hands.
Yeah.
It was a very weird situation. And, anyway, so there were things to distract me. But so eventually, having done, you know, very, you know, what happened, you know, so you know, Pillar all go through the story, have you got blood thread as well?
All show business. Did anyone else put go all show business?
There's a lot of that. Oh, how interesting. What sort of show? You think, yeah. So they call me and I think, right, now, finally going to go and see the doctor. And so this woman took me outside into another kind of area, back in again. It's a whole new area.
Holding
of waiting
pen.
List.
Holding pen. Yeah, holding it's like the airport, isn't it? It's like the fucking airport.
It was such a shock. Everybody, I went in and it was like everybody recognised how they felt when they went into that room.
Yeah, and two of them said, sympathetic look, yeah?
Yeah, you thought you were on the home straight there, didn't you? Oh, no. One of them said, 3 hours. The other one said, 2.5. Somebody had worked out that there was a change of shift at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. There's always 4 o'clock now. That's what happened to me when I ended up at King's in the middle of the night when I had my neck injury, and I did 8 hours before I gave up. And honestly, it's you see that someone goes, changing shift now, so that's going to be going to put us back another hour, isn't it?
In the end, when
I was in A&E at King's, everyone went to sleep for 2 hours. There was like a sort of
on the chairs.
It was like about 2 o'clock in the morning, and there was just this like acceptance that nothing was going to happen, and we might all
like a flight when they close all the curtains.
It was night time.
No good ringing the bell now. We're out.
How long did you wait?
I think I finally got out at 5 o'clock, and I went to Whitney at 10. So so anyway, finally got into the lovely doctor, who whizzed over. Basically, he said, I need to go and see the consultant. Whizzed over to find out whether it was an X-ray or a scan. And anyway, you know, basically they said, look, you know, he said, he's told me to see if there's any crunching or moving of the bones.
Oh,
so he had a good old prod around, and he said, basically, well, unless they can operate, you just need to get loads of ibuprofen and watch you and see how it progresses. So back I came with massive doses of ibuprofen. But I felt, you know, hugely better that some expert had kind of been involved, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. And your headache is receding now, because I think when you really shocked me was when you said, I don't think I've ever had a headache like this in my life.
Nothing like it. Nothing.
And then
like
I thought, oh shit.
No.
Anyway, listen.
Can
you
tell
me one thing? You're not still on the no carbs, are you?
No, of course I'm not.
Good, because just for, you know, the next week, just really take it easy. And I know you had the twins round yesterday, but you didn't look after them, did you?
No, well, Sienna cancelled her meetings. Mike did most of it. And I tell you what, I was trying to do stuff in the morning at about 1 o'clock. I just said to everybody, I'm just going to have to go to bed. I slept for 3 hours.
Good.
I mean,
sleep is a healing thing. You really have to listen. And any time you get that 1 o'clock feeling where you go, no, I'm really tired now.
And
you just crawl under that duvet and you let the sleep happen, otherwise it's going to take twice as long to heal. It really will.
I've got to be right for the show on Sunday.
Yes, I think I might put a crash hat on you. I might make you wear a motorcycle helmet. I don't know, but you know. Now listen, we can't do a very long show today because I'm not going to tie you out. I'm really not. We're recording on Tuesday because I'm judging a prison art competition on Thursday when we normally. I know. Unfortunately, it's not in Wormwood Scrubs. It's in an art centre, the Kersler Art Centre nearby. So we'll just do a quick roundup of Culture Corner. And then I'm going to let you go and sit in the... It's quite sunny today. How about sitting in the garden for a couple of hours?
Oh, it's rainy here. I think it's going to be rain all day. That's all right. That's okay. I don't mind.
Actually, that's quite nice. Yeah. Because I know you, because if it's a nice day, you'll think I'll go for a 6-mile walk.
Well,
I'll finish off with a swim. But you just can't do anything for the time being.
No,
and you've got to really watch that delicate bit of your forehead for, a few months.
That's right. I'm not going to go on my bike. They did say, look, the last thing you want to do is have another knock. Good excuse not to get on my bike. Anyway, how are you, Jenny? Are you flourishing?
I've just said that it absolutely wiped us out Sunday and Monday, because it was just the whole thing of it was how insane it all was. And you couldn't really make it up. You just couldn't make up all the little details and the pork pies and the chocolates and the...
Well, you were both magnificent.
Well, you were both absolutely magnificent. Anyway, listen, we got there. Let's move on. Culture Corner. I went to see The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, I know.
Yes, Gala Night. That was very funny because it was all roped off because it was mostly celebs, people like me. It was a yellow carpet, obviously.
Yellow?
Yeah, follow the yellow bit road. Because.
Oh, I love The Wizard of Oz.
Yes. It was good fun. It was very good fun. Very buzzy night at the Palladium. I had the invitation on with me, and I tried to say to there was a security, and he said, no, you can't come through. I said, well, I have invites for, the gala. And he said, he just looked at me. And then fortunately, someone with a clipboard, one of those nice young girls.
Yes.
Came over and went, oh, Jenny, come on in. And I gave this bouncer a look. I did. And to give him his credit, he gave me an equally horrible look back. So that's fine. And we got in. Jeff was sitting next to Beverly Knight, right? And she was sitting next to Fleur East, very beautiful Fleur East, who did the last Strictly and is now taken over Strictly the after party one or whatever it's called. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And there was just this bevy of beautiful women down our aisle. I mean, really stunning women. And then at the end, it kind of just, where I was, it just went off. It just sort of went, beauty, 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 beauty. Jeff. Oh. Okay. So that was my theatre trip, and it was a good night out. It was a really night out.
Would you recommend?
I would recommend, and I think it's a good family show. I mean, God knows how much tickets are. There's a lot of filmed sequence, which, I think the kids actually like, and I suppose it's a bit like being in a video game. It was good fun, really good diverse casting, and I really enjoyed it. Oh, sorry, Bert, pardon.
That's quite a stylish way of burping. Sorry, Bert, pardon.
Bert, pardon. And then books. I've got 20% left on my battery now.
Oh, God,
it's fucking going down. Books. I don't think you should be reading books, paper books at the moment, Judith. Only audible books for you while you recover.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes. Listen, I'm going to give you a sort of medicinal audible hint.
Prescription.
Yes, a prescription. And I think that a very easy, light-hearted read is Pineapple Street. I've mentioned Pineapple Street before, but that's what I would diagnose for anybody who's feeling a bit grotty and just needs to lie down and listen.
Remind me what that's about.
Ridiculous posh people. They all play tennis. I've read two summer books where tennis was going on in the background, but I think
Timely
Pineapple
with
Street,
Wimbledon. Timely.
I've yet to see a single stroke of that, but there we go.
When I can concentrate a bit more, I'll give that a whirl.
Absolutely. Maybe you should go to the supermarket and buy some ladies magazines.
Oh, it might be time for that.
Yeah.
Yes, the grown-up version, the old lady
comics.
Version of comics that your mum used to buy when, with the Lucozade. Come home with the Lucozade and the Jackie magazine.
And a comic,
comic.
Yeah, you've just given me a memory of my dad throwing me a Jackie from the doorway of my bedroom when I had tonsillitis yet again. So telly-wise, listen, we started something yesterday and it's called Before We Die, and I think it's on Channel 4, and it's just started Series 2. But we started Series 2, we thought, this is really fucking good. Let's go back to Series 1. Yeah. So we have Series 1 and 2 to go. It's called Before We Die. It stars Leslie Sharp, who's always reliable. And you know the guy who's one of the baddie hijackers in Hijack with Idris? Oh, there's your clock. We'll be patient.
Despite the towels on it, but yes. Well,
he's a copper in this one. Yeah.
So, you mean the main hijacker? Oh, it is tonight, isn't it?
Oh, it's tonight. Yes, we've got Idris. It's Idris night. It's Tuesday.
You mean the main one? The one that's...
The white guy.
The older guy. Probably with the real gun. Oh, right. Okay.
Before we die. So, but that is my real... tip, okay, everybody. There'll be people listening going, yes, but I sent you that. I sent you that in an email. I told you to watch that ages ago. Nobody listens. No. Well, that's what it's like for us as well.
We've been watching Black Mirror. More of those.
Love those on the Netflix.
Fabulous.
Yes.
And all standalone and all, honestly, really, really excellent. And then I watched last night in the middle of the night because I couldn't get back to sleep. There She Goes with David Tennant and Jessica Hines. Have you ever seen that? Apparently there's about three seasons of them.
Is this the family story about the very disabled child?
Yes. She's got a very, very rare chromosome disorder. And it's a kind of, I think it describes itself as a comedy drama. So it's obviously incredibly poignant and moving, but funny as well. Ever so good. Really, yeah, ever well, so
very,
good.
I mean, very good. Strong cast there. And everyone says girl is amazing.
She is. She is.
Put that on your list, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, I'll tell you another thing telly-wise that we really did enjoy. It's a very sweet Wham! Documentary.
Oh, I heard about this.
Netflix.
Go on.
Well, there's so much old footage of them. It's very nostalgic. And the real revelation is, and what it mostly proves, is what a decent, generous mate Andrew Ridgeley was and how beautiful, what a beautiful man. And I was never a Wham! fan.
No, not me. We're a bit old, aren't we, for that, really?
We were a bit old for that. And, a little bit too cynical. And I didn't like, this sounds awful, I wasn't a fan of George Michael's solo stuff. I don't like ballads.
Get you with your musical taste.
I know. So I thought this was a really touching documentary. It doesn't follow what happened to George Michael as a solo artist, but it's just a very affectionate little look at the two of them and how they were best friends from school.
Yeah. So is Andrew still alive?
Yes. And I think
was he talking about George in it?
It was him as a younger person. Yes, there was. Okay. There was some. It's just very sweet. It's very undemanding. But I think you just need to probably just watch garden shows, Judith, and just look at some flowers. Listen, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I'm down to 17%.
Okay. Listen, I'll see you on Sunday. And, thank you both. And thank you, gang, for all the lovely messages on Instagram. Honestly, fantastic.
And thank you very much to everyone who's in the audience. Only people on a certain side of the auditorium could see the incident. They had to be sitting on the far right of the auditorium because Phoebe and Vanessa were in and they saw it. And, they all send their love. Everybody, genuinely.
I tell you what, it's a bloody nice gang to be part of.
There you go. All right, everybody. You go and rest. Take it easy. I hope there's plenty of ready meals in, Judith. Take a leaf out of my book. Just think, what would Jenny do now? She'd do fuck all.
Cut corners. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, then. Lots of love.
Lots of love. Bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Toodle pip.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.